Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, here's more breaking news and more sad breaking news. Ossoff has just been declared the winner in the runoff election in Georgia. He joins Raphael Warnock, who was declared the winner in the runoff election late last evening, early this morning. If that stands, and there is the possibility of a recount, Georgia has laws that if it's within a certain percentage margin, there could be a recount. But at this point, both of the Democrats in the runoff election in Georgia for the Senate have been declared the winners, which means that if this stands, and it looks like it will, the Senate of the United States will be 50-50. You say, well, that doesn't mean the Democrats have control. Oh, yeah, it does. If, pardon me, if Joe Biden is inaugurated as president and Kamala Harris is his vice president, the vice president breaks the tie. So it basically means that the Democrats will have the House of Representatives, the White House, and the Senate. That's not good news for America. And there's a whole lot of things I could say about the whole Georgia runoff thing. But I'll just say this. When the people of Georgia, Republicans, when Republicans in Georgia are told over and over and over again, you can't trust the system, you can't trust the election is fraudulent, if you vote, your vote probably won't be counted. If you are told that repeatedly, over and over and over again, which the people of Georgia have been told by many people, including the president, then a whole bunch of people are going to say, well, then why vote? If it's a done deal, if the fix is in and my vote isn't going to be counted, why should I go to all the trouble to vote? It was a very, very close margin in Georgia. And I think there's just a whole lot of reasons. But let me say this. Let me repeat what I have said over and over and over again. In the last several weeks, well, actually the last several months, concerning the whole COVID thing, but also concerning the election. It's not the end of the world, folks. And may I say this as kindly and as compassionately as I possibly can. If you believe that your world has ended because Democrats and liberals are going to have the White House and the House of Representatives and the Senate, If you are living in despair and despondency and you just believe that the world has ended, my friend, may I suggest to you that you had far too much trust in the government. And again, I mean that compassionately. I mean that in love, but it's true. I want you to think of the time of Paul. Hang with me, all right? Let's not think emotionally. Let's not be like the liberal left. Let's not be guided by emotion and hysteria. Let's be biblical, okay? Is that too much to ask? Let's be biblical. What is more important? Who's in charge of the government? Or is there a national revival and are people coming to Christ and are churches growing? which is more important. Okay? In fact, I'll get really radical here. What's more important, the future of America or the future of the church? And I'm talking about the Church of Jesus Christ. Which is more important? If you say America, you got a problem. You got a serious problem. Now, let's look at this biblically. The days of Paul, Peter, the apostles, the birth of the early church, the explosion of the gospel around the entire known world. Did Paul ever have an opportunity to vote for Caesar? Honest question. Did Paul ever have an opportunity to vote for Caesar? No. Did he live in a time of an evil, atheistic, secularistic government and world? Yes. Did he live in a time when freedom and liberty was severely limited by government? Yes. Did it hinder the gospel? No. Did it hinder the growth of the church? No. I want you to think about this, folks. Am I relishing the fact that we could take a hard left turn in America? No. Is it what I want? No. Is what I desire? No. But my first concern is the condition of the church, not the condition of Congress. My first concern is what is being preached from the pulpits rather than what is being declared from the White House. I'm not diminishing the importance of government, the White House, Congress, and so forth. Not diminishing that at all. I'm just saying I am much more concerned about the direction of the church. I'm much more concerned about what's being proclaimed from America's pulpits. I'm much more concerned about whether the Church of Jesus Christ is growing or declining. And government cannot stop the Church of Jesus Christ. Even the gates of hell itself will not prevail against the church. That is, if we are to believe the Bible. Even the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. And I realize I've said this many times before, and please forgive the repetition, but I honestly believe that if Bible-believing Christians had put as much time, effort, energy, and money into spreading the gospel as they did in trying to elect a particular political candidate, I think America would be different. But we have bought the line, and it's a lie. We have bought the line. We have bought the lie that the answer to America's problems is political. If we could just get the next president elected, if we could just have this president reelected, if we could just get control of Congress. And that's a lie. It is an absolute lie. I hearken back to the Republican Revolution, Newt Gingrich and the contract with America, and the landslide victories of Republicans when Newt Gingrich was the Speaker of the House. Remember that? Remember we were told that if we could just get behind that conservative political movement, why, America would change. Did it? No. So please, folks, don't lose heart. But please, please, please do not put faith and trust in any politician or any government. It's not where our trust is. At least it shouldn't be. Please think biblically, not emotionally.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I want you to listen to all my remarks that I'm about to make, and not just a few of them, all right? It is fascinating to see the difference in the way the news media and even the way Washington police are treating these protesters and demonstrators today as compared to Antifa and Black Lives Matter. The mayor of Washington, D.C. just made a speech and said this violence will not be tolerated. It's bad. It's evil. It's unlawful. You're going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This will not be tolerated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I agree. That's not what she said when Antifa were attacking police, turning cars over in the streets, setting them on fire. That's not what she said then. The chief of police of Washington, D.C. just made remarks moments ago. We condemn this violence. It will not be tolerated. If you are a part, you're going to be arrested. You're going to be prosecuted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is bad. This is wrong, 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 wrong. And I agree. That's not what the chief of police in Washington, D.C. said when Antifa was rioting. Well, what they're doing is wrong, but they're frustrated. And okay. To me, that is just fascinating. Now, does that justify what these people are doing today at the state nation's capital? No, absolutely not. And when the mayor of Washington, D.C. condemns it, I agree. When the chief of police condemns it, I agree. The secretary of the army, I believe, was just introduced, and he's condemning the violence, and I agree. But that's the difference, and it is sad. Now, I just checked my Facebook post during the break, and a whole bunch of people on my Facebook post are believing this thing. It's not Trump supporters. It's Antifa. They infiltrated. It's just a handful of Antifa protesters that infiltrated the wonderful, peaceful Trump supporters. Take a look at the video. Okay? Take a look at the video. And then you tell me if it's just a handful of radical, violent Antifa people in the middle of peaceful Trump supporters. You tell me if you watch the video. Folks, listen. We got to call it what it is. We got to be honest. We got to be consistent. We cannot be hypocritical. And the majority of these people, again, if you view the video, the majority of these people are Trump supporters, radical, out of their head, unbalanced Trump supporters. But Trump supporters indeed. Now, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of others who were there peacefully protesting today. And I say again, God bless them. Now, I said yesterday, if you were listening yesterday, I said, I don't get why people are going to Washington, D.C. to protest. It will not impact the vote in the Senate and the House of Representatives. It won't impact it. I don't care if you had 10 million people. It's not going to impact the way the process plays out according to the Constitution. You can protest the results that happened in the Senate, and the joint session of Congress was recessed. The Senate went back to their chambers. House of Representatives went back to their chambers. They are to debate it for 2 hours. They're to come back together, take another vote. There's a constitutional way to do this. Okay? And the protesters didn't change that and wouldn't change it. So I know a whole lot of people that are there today. And God bless them. I don't see the reason, but, you know, but again, sadly, whatever happens on Inauguration Day. And by the way, the likelihood of the election being overturned and Donald Trump being proclaimed president is far, 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 far less likely now than before what happened at the Capitol. The people who wanted the election overturned have doomed any prospect of that happening. They have. They've destroyed any prospect of that happening. And those that are there, and again, forgive the repetition, but those that are there to support Donald Trump who were involved in this violence, again, I'm not talking about the peaceful people. I'm talking about the thousands, and it wasn't dozens, it wasn't hundreds, it was thousands of people that stormed the Capitol building. Again, look at the video. Thousands of people stormed the Capitol building and were successful in breaching. Anyway, they said they were there to support Donald Trump. They have successfully destroyed his legacy forever. Because the left hates Donald Trump. And for 4 years, the liberal left and the news media, listen, never ever fall into the enemy's hands. Never do that. For 4 years, the mainstream media and the liberal left have said Donald Trump supporters are a bunch of wild-eyed, crazy fanatics. Most are not. But because of today, how will they be remembered? Played right into the hands of the enemy. All right, when we come back, a lot of other things to talk about, unless there are new developments.